Okay, so we're gonna move Who Said It one segment, because I finally was able to pry this out of Rico. I'm just gonna ask a question. And if you guys want to rush to your boy's defense, you can. But I just need to know. Who exactly does John Jansen represent? Rico just told me what John did on the show this morning. And he did a playoff bracket, apparently.
Very similar to what we did.
And he had Michigan in the national title game. And his supporting evidence when challenged was quickly eviscerated by Ticket Tech. It wasn't Jim, because Jim's afraid of John. But eviscerated by Ticket Texters. Like, he's knocking other teams for, like, losing a wide receiver. Great, John, you lost three of your top four. Your entire O-line. Your quarterback. Your running back. Just help me understand this. The last segment we did, Rico got bone crushed because he had Ohio State in the playoff and making a run. Which is a wholly normal opinion. I'm not as high on Ohio State as he is, but it's within the guardrails, the bumper bowling. No one shares John's opinion. Then again, John's got a logo on his paycheck. Everyone else doesn't. But explain to me who John represents here. Like, do you actually agree with John? Like, deep within your soul, do you agree with John?
But wait. There's more.
There can't be more.
It's the path they got. Now, John had them as the number 10 seed. He was like, oh, they're going to lose some games. Their first round opponent, they travel to South Bend. And John said, they're going to beat Notre Dame. Okay. After that, they then play Ohio State in with the semis.
I don't care if they play them on the moon.
And they're going to beat them. And then he put them in there against Georgia and said, well, it's going to be like what happened a few years ago when they played and Georgia will win by 4 or 5 touchdowns.
What a concession. I don't know. I understand my team sucks, but the difference is I'm willing to say it. But even when State was good, if I did things like that, my goodness. Who are the people who were listening this morning and nodding their head like, yeah, John, yeah. And you're like, no, John, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's who.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me.
Because they then said, hey. Wow. They said, hey, Gov, you can be the arbiter here. I think it's within the realm that it could happen.
What a shock.
No, that's my point. But I never imagined it would be that bad. And then finally, after Rico showed me the Star Wars scene, which, by the way, how does anyone watch that garbage?
But tread lightly, Mike.
I don't have to tread lightly.
They got a fan base bigger than you think.
I don't care.
Okay.
It's not good. I like Spaceballs, a movie that made fun of that film. I like that much better.
That's a billion-dollar industry.
That's fine. It doesn't make it good.
But yes,
crack is a billion-dollar industry. You telling me that's good?
You know,
although maybe John was sampling,
but I showed you the Jedi mind tricks.
So. Yes, and yeah. It actually taught me that in fact Ward Manuel is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes,
you know, oh, Detroit media, this is not the news story you seek. And then Wojo just waddles away. No, it is not the story I seek.
You will not write about Connor Stallions. You will leave this Coogler stuff alone.
I'm not looking for your wife's car. That's all it taught me.
This is not the car that crashed at 3 in the morning.
Jesus. David, go ahead. I'm sorry. I know we got to do Who Said It, but when Rico told me, I go, how?
He represents me, guys. I agree with him.
No, you don't. Michigan didn't even make it on your bracket, you damn fool. I'm not mad if
you're not supposed to give people facts.
No, my point is, I'm not mad if you have them getting in. No. Is there a pathway where everything clicks and a 9-3 Michigan is the last team in or 10-2? Sure, not mad.
But see, here's
but when you start I'm not done yet. When you start telling me that this team, they don't even have a guy who can throw a forward effing pass. They put 13 guys in the league. They lost their entire O-line, their all-time great running back, their first-round draft pick quarterback, three of their top four receivers. If somebody said that about another school, old caveman McDermott over there would get on the air and be like, oh, let it play out. He would never. I mean, where does it stop? I know you're on the broadcast, but for the love of Christ, you can just say, we're not as good as last year. They won't revoke your pass, John.
That
Sweet
was his way.
Jesus.
No, that was his way. We're going to be the 10th seed and shock the world.
Oh, please.
But the funny thing was when he knocked why Texas would not make it. Cookies had Texas in. And he's like, well, Texas is not going to make it because they lost their top two receivers. Okay. But Michigan lost everything, including seven coaches. Offense. Defense, people going to the NFL.
Oh man! Look, I'm fine. Lord knows, I love rooting for my team. I don't ever want someone to root against their own team. But it's okay to just be a straight shooter about stuff and go, look, we might creep in, but I mean, on the big stage against these other teams, tell you what, if Sharon Moore wins a playoff game or two, or in John's world, like seven, put the statue up. Because I just don't see it on paper right now.
See, that's the thing. While I don't believe Michigan will make the playoffs, putting them as a 10th seed does mean they just snuck in there to get in the playoffs. And now you got them upsetting the higher seeds. Can't do it. But, you know, John Jansen Jr. also has them making the playoffs next to me.
You guys aren't supposed to say who you put in yet.
We actually have the same match up there, except I have Notre Dame winning. So that's...
Look, the point is it's fine if you think they're getting in. I'll say it for the people in the back. It's fine. But of course, John had him in the final. I mean, shame on Cookies. What's the point of doing the exercise if you don't have to be real about it?
Cookies was focused on trying to win his money back.
Please. He's as cheap as the day is long.
He was going to have to mortgage the catio.
Yeah. David, read some ticket texts. I'm sorry, but Rico just couldn't believe what he told me.
I want Michigan to beat Texas, get everyone's hopes up, and then finish 7-5.
They're not going 7-5.
Oh, man.
Look, they're going to be fine because they just simply have more talent than most teams. But when we're talking about making the national title game, Jesus, come on.
John Jansen is the ultimate and ridiculous homer that annoys even us Michigan fans.
That's why I asked, does he represent you? That's really the question.
But 97, come on, people. I don't agree with John, but it's just an opinion. Don't let it bother you, Mike. It's Friday and it's nice.
No, it is beautiful, Jason, but the job is if you can't support your opinion or if your opinion could be deflated by an animal with a brain the size of a walnut,
you know what?
It's not appropriate.
Michael, we're going to let it play out.
Christ. I mean, hell, if it's week 9 and Michigan looks like the best team in America and you want to roll that opinion out of the rack, I'm fine with it.
We have the best running back in the nation and a good offensive line steal. They brought studs in. Donovan is a monster. They will be good.
What did John's balls write that? Donovan Edwards had 357 yards last year. Best running back in the nation.
He's on the cover of a video game, though.
Yeah. The boss of EA Sports went to U of M. Next.
Also, how do you know their O-line's any good?
It's brand new.
What's that from?
Kenny, you have to. I'll tell you what it's from. Willy Wonka. A world of pure imagination. Honestly. Me and Rico are the old people sharing the bed, and then the grandpa gets up and dances when State wins 5 games. They've created an alternative world for themselves. If I go on the air and I say, let me tell you, MSU's O-line is going to be much improved. Oh, please, I'm Kermit the Frog. But if these jackasses do it, oh, no, it's factual. It's a world of projection. That's all it is.
Well, don't forget, Will Howard is going to be horrible at quarterback. So,
and I don't even like Will Howard, but these idiots forced me to defend him.
I am a Michigan slappy, and John is way out of line. This is an 8-4 team this year, but that's okay. It's a brand new team. Tom from Waterford.
Well, and again, no, but here's the thing. I don't mind him putting them in at the 10th seed, but It was why he said Texas wouldn't make it.
You're just making things up at that point.
Because, okay, be consistent. Like, for me, mine was all about scheduling and who plays who. That was, I tried to stay consistent with it. But when he said, well, Texas is missing a couple of, they don't have any wide receivers. Okay, you lost 13 people to the pros. You lost your head coach. You lost six other assistants. You're starting from scratch. But, yeah, Texas lost two wide receivers. That makes sense.
That's why it upset me. And I'm like, okay, what are we, like, who does it represent? Who does it serve? I don't know any Michigan fans who believe
it. It's his opinion.
He's going, that doesn't make it a good one. Look at Kenny's opinion about minority employment. It doesn't mean it's a good one.
Wait, Kenny, wasn't that you speaking last night in Chicago?
That's not the one. That one. That's not a good opinion.
He got up right after Oprah.
The perfect segue. Kenny G caught in a Hawaiian shirt right after Oprah.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Howdy.
You don't have a job, and you don't have a job, and you don't have a job.
Can you imagine Kenny at either convention? He just rolls up there with that one. How fast do they Pink Panther him off stage?
What do you mean? He would fit right in between Hulk Hogan and Little John? Come on.
That's it. Cue the balloons. Get this hillbilly off stage.
Hulk Hogan and Little John.
I have an announcement to make.
Thank you, everyone.
That's my time.
Wait, start pointing at people in the crowd.
Why do they, both sides of the aisle do it? It's like I saw the highlights. Because
it shows you're cool.
Hey.
No, oh, come on. Hey, Mike, I recognize you. Hey, much love.
But you're pointing at no one.
But you don't.
You're pointing at a vending machine. It's ridiculous.
But people think, oh, he was pointing at me. No, he's pointing at me. Yeah, you don't know.
Okay. All right, Michigan's going 15-0. They're winning it all. Every game by 38.5 points. We're good. We will do Who Said It coming up next. 97. All right, we do it every week. Evan, you're making a face. Is there a problem?
Yeah, Heather must be deaf. These things are screaming at me.
Okay, I think that's where Jeremy sits. All right, look, either way, it's time for Who Said It. All right, here, I'll start. Michigan's the greatest. They're going every game by 100. Oh, I know, John Jansen.
I was guessing David.
I was going to say Kenny Cott.
Go ahead.
All right, number one. I have to imagine that all of the offense, like everything they want to do, that they probably can do with Sudfeld than they can with Hooker.
Oh, Christ, backup QB talk.
I'm going to guess Doug because that's all I had to listen to for the past couple days.
Real quick again, David.
What did you just call him?
I was about to say Gator. Because I'm thinking Gator. So.
Wow.
I'm thinking Gator, but I meant to say read it again, David.
Oh, okay. So. I thought you were calling him Richard Nixon.
I go ahead. Didn't hear Gator. I know that. I have to imagine that all of the offense, like everything they want to do, that they probably can do with Sudfeld that they can with Hooker.
Yeah, I'm going to go Gator. Afternoon show, backup QB talk. Midday show, I should say. Backup QB talk. Yeah.
Evan, you look absolutely lost.
I'm going to say Kang. It does sound like it's that show, but it's just a lot of words.
So we're all covered here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't help me.
You get to be the tiebreaker, Mike.
And you don't think we're sleeping on the morning show?
I mean, there's a chance.
Yeah, but this is midday wheelhouse.
But the actual breaking down of like what you would run with Nate Sudfeld.
Unless you think it's Jansen.
I never guess Kang because I forget about him.
How?
Well, okay, here. Ready? Because
yeah.
I don't listen. So I just would just, I'll go with Evan here.
Who said it?
Ah,
let's go.
All
right, please stop it. I don't want to hear any more.
Well, you already hear the show.
I know. I don't need to hear it twice.
You cheated and lost. Go ahead.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to do something there?
I thought
there,
you did say Doug, Danny? Didn't you?
I did. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to do something as a rule?
I didn't know which one of them it was. I knew it had to be one of them.
Oh.
We root like hell for them to get out. Start over. We root like hell for them to get hot at the end of the season.
Did you just have a heart attack live like on the air?
He went all Porky Pig. Bidee, bidee, bidee. That's all, folks.
We root like hell for them to get hot at the end of the season. We root like hell for them to get at or near above 500. And we root like hell for this team to do something about it in the offseason.
Oh, God.
What? And
I'm just going to guess it's Cookies, because after they beat the Cubs the other day, he was acting like they won the World Series and the future's bright. And
what is wrong with him lately? These last couple of days, between this and not curb checking John during that Michigan stuff.
Hey, you win 1-162 in
jet lag.
Late August when you're under 500.
I'll go Cookies then. You seem convinced. And the whole root like hell, he uses that a lot too.
Oh, yeah.
David, who is eligible? Everybody?
I mean, I've said something similar, but I don't think I said it that way.
See, I was thinking it was you.
But I say directly, not in the chicken way. You say, no, it's on Chris Ilitch and Scott Harris to spend some effing money. Period. I could have said this, but I know I say it a different way. I'll go Cookies. You know what?
Cookies?
I'm going to say Rieger, because the root like hell thing to me sounds like a Riegerism.
That is a Rieger.
We root like hell for this, and we root like hell for that.
Damn it.
You guys could be right, though, so don't change, please, on my
Damn
account.
Damn it. All right, Evan, you're locking in?
I'm locking in.
All right, David, who said it? Yes!
All right.
I'm glad you guys didn't change.
Yeah, and I root like hell for you to grow a pair and check your co-host, Jim.
Well, he said he is going to check his cash and ticket co-host.
Yeah, he checks you, no problem.
Yeah, no, exactly. The one who puts money in his pocket. Isn't it nice how that works?
Y'all ready?
We are.
All right.
Please.
Oh, I'm just shooting you straight. Yeah, all right. He'll be Tommy Tough Guy because he doesn't like a bet I want to make on rice or something. It's like, oh, okay.
All right. Baez is done.
It is the truth.
It is. You produce Cash the Ticket. Oh, he'll get up there and he'll just try to go to war with me. And then I'll listen to him be a complete pussycat with his co-host. What? He owns a catio. He likes cats. It's factual.
Loves cats.
Oh, gee, John, tell me another football story.
But he does love Michigan, right? Isn't that what we just
M. Go Costa. It is official.
He's a Central Michigan grad.
Please. That school ought to be razed to the ground.
Davis, please.
All right. Baez is done, at least for this season. You might see him sparingly. You might see him every Sunday. You might see him pinch hit with guys on base. But you will not see Javi every day at short.
Hold on. Why would anybody pinch hit that guy with runners on base?
The minute you make the call, men on second and third, two outs, bring bottom of the ninth, swinging Baez, here's what happens. Like now, a chair comes from the upper deck to take out your spine.
Now batting, Javi Baez.
And dead. He walks to the on-deck circle. Chair from God.
So with having said all that, I'm going Gator. I don't know why you would. We're not going to see Javi.
I also love how they go, you're not going to see Javi a lot, except here are 17 instances.
And the most crucial part of a game.
Now, in all fairness, this show we talked about, we never wanted to see him
right,
again.
That's why I don't think it's us.
I don't think you're offering up pinch hitting with runners and scoring.
Because remember, I said give him the extended vacation. Javi, you can go wherever you want now. On us.
You think that's Gator?
Javi's tweeting from Cancun during the third inning of a game.
Could it be Wojo?
Wow.
Maybe. But he barely worked, didn't he?
I was going to say, it would have to be in like, that's like grading a football player on one series. Like Bob gets one series running with the ones a week.
Didn't he write something about Joe Milton, though, with one series in?
He may.
Don't even get me started. Don't even get me started about that piece.
Did he say that about Shea Patterson? Did he say that about John O'Korn?
Please stop, I beg of you.
Did he say that about Brandon Peters?
Please, get this guy out of the studio.
Brandon Peters. Didn't he say that about Davis Warren?
Please stop.
Fill in the quarterback.
Will Despain?
Didn't I hear that about Alan Bowman?
Come on, man. Who said it?
Sorry.
Who said it?
I'm going to go Kang.
But if no, Kang is too smart for that. Runners in scoring position were pinch hitting Javi? Kang wouldn't say that.
I'm going to go Kang here, actually.
Oh, my God. David, who said it? Jeff.
Maybe he was being facetious.
No, he wasn't.
Play. I want to hear the whole clip now. Now we. Nope, stop. He's being serious.
Yeah, he really was.
He's being serious.
I thought David added editorial there for a second.
Oh, my God. That's heinous. All right, David, next.
I mean, a lot of people are pigs. I don't think there's that many pigs in office settings.
No, I guess he must not work here.
Oh, we have pigs.
The people that talk on their phone while they're on the can, it is the grossest thing in the world.
Did you tell him about the other day? I was in there the other day.
Yeah, I told him.
And I flushed three separate times.
Oh, that time?
Because the guy was on his phone.
You were giving him a clue, like, hey.
It was speakerphone.
Oh, yeah.
So I hit all three stalls as I walked to the sink, and then he gave me a dirty look. I mean, I did hit three stalls to flush, but anyway. I think it's a morning show topic, right?
I think I may have to implement the Evan Jenkins rule.
All right, he's janking himself.
All right.
I'm going to say Heather, because she doesn't really get the full grasp of this office. You know, they leave pretty early on. They don't see people in the morning. They don't get to see the pigsties really happen.
David, could you one more time quickly?
I mean, a lot of people are pigs. I don't think there's that many pigs in office settings.
I don't feel like she'd use those words, though. Like, she's a very nice person.
I'm going to go morning show, Gov.
He should know how messy people are here. He worked with Stoney for, like, ever.
He works with Costa.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. You're going Tom?
I could see him sticking up for, you know, he's management, so.
Yeah.
There aren't pigs around here.
All right. I just hit who said it. We got to move.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, for a guy that sees nobody in an office setting.
Right. And never is in the office.
It's like me talking about like figure skate. I don't know what I'm talking
about. All right. Thank you.
That was an outstanding who said it.
It was. Need to go 3-9. But you don't say that. You just
he's saying we can win 5 games.
Right. It's not the guarantee exactly. Right. It's like, oh yeah, bet the over. Checks right. Notes.
Now if he
says 4.5,
yeah, we're gonna lose to Georgia in the national championship game, that's different.
You're right.
We can win 5. No. We may not make a bowl game, but we can win 5.
Big 5-7 guarantee. Right. I was like, oh boy.
I didn't think about that aspect until you brought it up. Like, yeah, he did kind of bring up gambling and say bet the
right
over.
And we're not, you know, babes in the woods. Like, players are aware. We you know, the toothpaste left the tube years ago. Yeah, but it's just weird to hear it in the discourse from a player.
I'm going to go with he's 18, and I'm quite sure somebody was like, come here. We're never going to say that again, okay?
Yeah, he's also 18 with a big bank account.
That's true.
You know what he got paid, and
correct.
So do I.
Right, and that's where we're not going to talk about that.
We're not going to do that
because
again.
You throw a couple picks, or you do something, and people are going to say, oh, he's, you know, yeah, so that's a no-no. That's your mulligan. Going to act like that didn't happen. We're going to move on.
Let's get a few calls in the mix. Go to DJ971. Deej, what's going on, buddy?
My dog, what's happening with y'all, man? Y'all good?
Yeah, it's beautiful on a Friday. We get a little football tomorrow, so we're feeling decent.
I can't wait. So this is what I was calling to tell you.
So
listen, my man. Brad Holmes is an absolute saint, and I'm sticking with it. I don't care what you say. Sky Daddy has appointed that man as a saint, as an angel for the city of Detroit. Sky Daddy, I don't Sky Girl, whatever entity, whatever you want to call it. The man has got us a pro bowler in 3 straight drafts, 3 straight years, 2 all pros. I don't care about them third round picks. I could care less. Hey, Mike Lynch, you know you my dog, right? Me and you cool. You my brother from another mother, right? Check this out. He did what you cannot stand. David, we don't take what in the first round?
Running backs.
Come on. Hey, he got us a Pro Bowler. So what are we talking about? I don't care about Hendon and whatever.
Context, the conversation was with the reports not being good about Hendon Hooker. You also have Broderick Martin, who has not really risen to much of anything, and now you've drafted another guy who is, you don't even have a profile picture, DJ. They could use your picture. I'd believe it's Giovanni Manu. The point is just the idea of, can we let go of the Hendon Hooker thing and admit bad pick? That's really all it was about. And I said, to be fair, if Dan Campbell is able to be criticized as one of the best head coaches in the league, well, then it's okay to have conversations about, you know, Brad's awesome, but that wasn't.
So here's the thing, Mike, and this is all jokes and sarcasm. So this is a serious conversation. Dude, it's hard to do that because I want you two guys, I've said this to you multiple times, find me another GM in three straight drafts that's got a Pro Bowl or an All-Pro. Like, they all hit and miss. But one that's done that. So when you find me one that's done that, then I say, you know what, let's have a conversation. But until then, it's going to be hard, Mike. It's almost like we kind of pick him. Like, he ain't going to get them all.
But DJ, the thing is, you can get all the All-Pros and that, but you could also draft for depth and not throw away a pick. Like, if this was a sixth or seventh round pick, okay, probably not going to make the team. Third round, you're not only either you're starting or you're playing significant time, and it's depth. It's why you have an extra corner in the NFC Championship game, or you got an extra D tackle or defensive end because you drafted that person instead of, you know, stashing and developing somebody with a third round selection.
My dogs, what y'all are saying is true, but also we're basically saying he has to be a unicorn. Because he got us an All-Pro in Amon-Ra Brown in the fourth round.
No.
He got
he's a unicorn.
And Lee McNeil is arguably a Pro Bowler.
DJ, you're missing what I'm saying is he is a unicorn. He is awesome. He is the best GM in the history of the team. He's not perfect. And this Hendon Hooker pick is a bad pick. And the fact is this radio station outside of this show has done backup QB talk again. All because Hendon Hooker's not any good, apparently, or isn't ready, apparently, or I don't care. And when the next pick after Hendon Hooker was Tank Dell, that's a bit of an issue. Because the other thing you hear a lot on this station is, we need a third wide receiver. Like, it's okay to just say, you know what, that may bite them in the ass a little bit. It's not this binary thing of he's awesome or sucks. No, he's awesome. He's one of the best GMs in the league. But some of these things, these are the things that are biting you in the ass right now when you're trying to win a Super Bowl. And it's not about, took wrong player, radio idiot criticizes. No, you took a quarterback on a blown ACL when you had a Pro Bowl guy in his prime. Mm-hmm. It's not a good pick. The Manu thing. I mean, it's a great pick if I have 3 years.
Right.
But see, I don't have 3 years.
Even the Hendon Hooker selection, Mike, if you really thought that, like, I do believe he would have been there in other rounds, because I don't think teams are saying, well, we got to get this guy who can't play for us at all next year.
Whatever. He's still great, but we had a normal conversation about it based on the update and Dave Burkett's words. Yeah. So just staying accurate here. Let's go to Nick, 97.1. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, Mike, you know, I am so glad you brought up that John Jansen thing, because, like, I was listening to that show earlier this morning, and I hear this, you know, I looked at the segment, I was like, oh, he's going to do the 12-team playoff. Okay, I want to listen to this. And I heard him go down the list, and then he got to, like, 10, and I'm like, okay, so Penn State's going to be in here somewhere. And then he put Michigan, and I'm like, okay, that's weird, but, you know, he's Michigan, man. So, I mean, and he put Penn State at 11. I'm like, wait a second. How is that? And then he had us, so then there was that. I'm like, well, okay, he's Michigan, man. I'll let that go. And then he had us playing Ole Miss, and he's like, well, we'd lose. I'm like, well, maybe Ole Miss is a more complete team, so I get it. But then he was like, his reasoning for it, Mike, this made my blood pressure, like, skyrocket.
Shocking.
It was like, he said, I don't think, let me do my best John Jansen impersonation. Okay, ready? Okay. I think they'll lose to Ole Miss because James Franklin can't be the top 10 opponent. Hey, John, you know what? You act like Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin is a James Franklin clone. It took him 15 years to win 3 games against top 10 opponents. James Franklin did it in 9.
stop. And it, you know, I get it. It's like really easy to hate Penn State. I get it. Everyone hates us. You know, not saying this program did, but plenty of people outside of this program say, you know, we should have gotten like the death penalty for Jerry Sandusky and that whole incident. But it's just like, can we please just like stop? Like, I get
Nick,
it.
Nick,
it's really easy and fun to make fun of, but come on, man.
Nick, I heard the same thing and immediately was like, but you do realize that Lane Kiffin is...
It's the Spider-Man meme.
I'm like, how is this any different?
Nick, okay, I wasn't the only one that thought that when I heard it.
Clearly not. Nick, appreciate it. We're up against it. No, that's it. I just, like I said, you told me and I'm like, wow. Need to go 3-9, but you don't say that. You just
he's saying we can win 5 games.
Right, it's not the guaranteed exactly. Right. It's like, oh yeah, bet the over. Checks right. Notes.
Now if he
four and a half,
yeah, we're gonna lose to Georgia in the national championship game. That's different.
You're right.
We can win. No. We may not make a bowl game, but we can win 5.
Big 5-7 guarantee. Right. I was like, oh boy.
I didn't think about that aspect until you brought it up. Like, yeah, he did kind of bring up gambling and say, bet the
right.
Over.
And we're not, you know, babes in the woods. Like, players are aware. We you know, the toothpaste left the tube years ago. Yeah, but it's just weird to hear it in the discourse from a player.
I'm going to go with he's 18, and I'm quite sure somebody was like, come here. We're never going to say that again, okay?
Yeah, he's also 18 with a big bank account.
That's true.
You know what he got paid, and
correct.
So do I.
Right, and that's where we're not going to talk about that.
We're not going to do that
because
again.
You throw a couple picks, or you do something, and people are going to say, oh, he's, you know, yeah, so that's a no-no. That's your mulligan. Going to act like that didn't happen. We're going to move on.
Let's get a few calls in the mix. Go to DJ971. Deej, what's going on, buddy?
My dog, what's happening with y'all, man? Y'all good?
Yeah, hey. It's beautiful on a Friday. We get a little football tomorrow, so we're feeling decent.
I can't wait. So this is what I was calling to tell you.
So
listen, my man. Brad Holmes is an absolute saint, and I'm sticking with it. I don't care what you say. Sky Daddy has appointed that man as a saint, as an angel for the city of Detroit. Sky Daddy, I don't Sky Girl, whatever entity, whatever you want to call it. The man has got us a Pro Bowler in 3 straight years, 2 All Pros. I don't care about them third round picks. I could care less. Hey, Mike Lentz, you know you my dog, right? Me and you cool. You my brother from another mother, right? Check this out. He did what you cannot stand, David. We don't take what in the first round?
The running backs.
Come on. Hey, he got us a Pro Bowler. So what are we talking about? I don't care about Hendon and whatever.
The conversation was with the reports not being good about Hendon Hooker. You also have Broderick Martin, who has not really risen to much of anything. And now you've drafted another guy who is, you don't even have a profile picture, DJ. They could use your picture. I'd believe it's Giovanni Manu. The point is just the idea of can we let go of the Hendon Hooker thing and admit bad pick? That's really all it was about. And I said, to be fair, if Dan Campbell is able to be criticized as one of the best head coaches in the league, well, then it's okay to have conversations about, you know, Brad's awesome, but that wasn't.
So here's the thing, Mike, and this is all jokes and sarcasm. So this is a serious conversation. Dude, it's hard to do that because I want you two guys. I've said this to you multiple times. Find me another GM in 3 straight drafts that's got a Pro Bowl or All Pro. Like, they all hit and miss. But one that's done that. So when you find me one that's done that, then I say, you know what, well, let's have a conversation. But until then, it's going to be hard. Like, it's almost like we kind of pick him. Like, he ain't going to get them all. Right?
But DJ, the thing is, you can get all the All Pros and that, but you could also draft for depth and not throw away a pick. Like, if this was a 6th or 7th round pick, okay, probably not going to make the team. Third round, you're not only you're starting or you're playing significant time, and it's depth. It's why you have an extra corner in the NFC Championship game, or you got an extra D tackle or defensive end because you drafted that person instead of, you know, stashing and developing somebody with a third round selection.
My dogs, what y'all saying is true, but also we're basically saying he has to be a unicorn. because he got us an All-Pro in Amon-Ra Brown in the fourth round.
No, no, no. He got I agree, he's a unicorn.
And Lee McNeil is arguably a Pro Bowl.
DJ, you're missing. So, yeah, I do, but you're missing what I'm saying is he is a unicorn. He is awesome. He is the best GM in the history of the team. He's not perfect. And this Hendon Hooker pick is a bad pick. And the fact is, this radio station outside of this show has done backup QB talk again, all because Hendon Hooker's not any good, apparently, or isn't ready, apparently, or I don't care. And when the next pick after Hendon Hooker was Tank Dell, that's a bit of an issue. Because the other thing you hear a lot on this station is, we need a third wide receiver. Like, it's okay to just say, you know what, that may bite them in the ass a little bit. It's not this binary thing of he's awesome or sucks. No, he's awesome. He's one of the best GMs in the league. But some of these things, these are the things that are biting you in the ass right now when you're trying to win a Super Bowl. And it's not about, oh, took wrong player, radio idiot criticizes. No, you took a quarterback on a blown ACL when you had a Pro Bowl guy in his prime. Mm-hmm. It's not a good pick. The Manu thing. I mean, it's a great pick if I have 3 years.
Right.
But see, I don't have 3 years.
Even a Hendon Hooker selection, Mike, if you really thought that, like, I do believe he would have been there in other rounds because I don't think teams are saying, well, we got to get this guy who can't play for us at all next year.
Whatever. He's still great, but we had a normal conversation about it based on the update and Dave Burkett's words. Yeah. So just staying accurate here. Let's go to Nick, 97.1. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, Mike, you know, I am so glad you brought up that John Jansen thing because, like, I was listening to that show earlier this morning and I hear this, you know, I looked at the segment, I was like, oh, he's going to do the 12-team playoff. Okay, I want to listen to this. And I heard him go down the list and then he got to, like, 10 and I'm like, okay, so Penn State's going to be in here somewhere. And then he put Michigan and I'm like, oh, okay, that's weird. But, you know, he's Michigan, man. So, I mean, and he put Penn State at 11. I'm like, wait a second. How is that? And then he had us, so then there was that. I'm like, well, okay, he's Michigan, man. I'll let that go. And then he had us playing Ole Miss, and he's like, well, we'd lose. I'm like, well, maybe Ole Miss is a more complete team, so I get it. But then he was like, his reasoning for it, Mike, this made my blood pressure, like, skyrocket.
Shocking.
It was like, he said, I don't think, you know, let me do my best John Jansen impersonation, okay, ready? Okay. I think they'll lose to Ole Miss because James Franklin can't be the top 10 opponent. Hey, John, you know what? You act like Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin is a James Franklin clone. It took him 15 years to win 3 games against top 10 opponents. James Franklin did it in 9. Stop. And it, you know, I get it. It's like really easy to hate Penn State. I get it. Everyone hates us. You know, not saying this program did, but plenty of people outside this program say, you know, we should have gotten like the death penalty for Jerry Sandusky and that whole incident. But it's just like, can we please just like stop? Like, I get
Nick,
it.
Nick,
it's really easy and fun to make fun of, but come on, man.
Nick, I heard the same thing and immediately was like, but you do realize that Lane Kiffin is.
It's the Spider-Man meme.
Right.
I'm like, how is this any different?
Nick, okay, I wasn't the only one that thought that when I heard it.
Clearly not. Nick, appreciate it. We're up against it. No, that's it. I just, like I said, you told me, and I'm like, wow.